With me is John. Do you like my moustache?
John G.
John G. And I've changed your byline to reflect John G. G-E-E. Right. We were just talking a moment ago about these, first of all, on our telephones, we were rudely interrupted. I actually hate it when they send those things. They invade my privacy by sending this horrendous sound like we're having an air invasion from some foreign country, like Russia's invading New Zealand, or, you know, North Korea's sending missiles to New Zealand. And we have these, you know, it's horrible sounds coming over. I think I hate that because there's not going to be any problem. We've got a bit of rain coming. It's nothing compared to what we had in 1912, 1934, 1935. Ian Wishart's just posted some brilliant photographs and some newspaper clippings from, which are available online, from those dates. And what we had in Auckland of 175 centimetres in overnight and caused all the flooding was nothing compared to what happened in those early days when we didn't even have the proper infrastructure to get rid of water. But I would say, I think you'll agree with me, that the main problem is the government in Auckland, the local government, were redundant. They were so busy building their cycleways and doing all this World Economic Forum and this United Nations rubbish that they neglected our sewage and our stormwater systems. And that's why there was the big flood couldn't handle the torrential downpour couldn't handle the water. And so what are your thoughts on that? John?
Absolutely, 100%. And anyone who talks about insurance claims, well, is one fact that we overlook, that everyone overlooks. Yes, we have more people, more population. So naturally, in years gone by, 1936, the insurance companies, there was no such thing as, it's not that there was no such thing as insurance. It's just we have a sheer population now, numbers. And so the population's grown and many more people are affected. And that's just how they try to justify these cataclysmic events. And right across the board, they don't look at the past. Like they have these scientists tell us that we have to look at the science. Well, they're ignoring the science of the 1930s, which measured the CO2 in the atmosphere. And in the 1930s worldwide, there were much worse disasters, record floods, and yet they tell us that the common word is unprecedented in our time. Yeah, maybe this century so far, but let's go back a century and see what happened. It's a pattern. It's a sheer pattern. And we are at the burden of people using these events to talk about climate change. First, it was global warming. It's interesting that massive snowstorms have hit. Is that global warming? People say, oh, yes, it's a result of global warming. But there are credible scientists who absolutely disagree, and they don't have any agenda. They just want the truth out there. It's an inconvenient truth for the majority of us. And we'll be pushed into this corner. Next minute, food production will be underlined, which it is, as a result of regulations to meet climate change requirements. And it's a pattern. It's a sheer pattern. I remember Cyclone Bola, 1988. And to me, it was much worse than what we're experiencing now. So, it is used for manipulation. Worldwide, it's used for manipulation. And people need to wake up in New Zealand that we're under. These events are being used to dumb us down. And we must resist it.
I mean, I'm proud of Ian Wishart for coming out with that, with some of those posts. Have you looked at Ian Wishart's Facebook posts in the last...
No, and I'll tell you. No, but when we finish the podcast today, everyone will no doubt have a link to that so that everyone can see the truth, because what the media is reporting needs to be shown to be false.
Well, the public need to realise that they're part of the $55 million or $54 million, plus they got other money as well for over the last 2 years from the government. So they're paid propagandists, they're bought media, and they're just talking nonsense. And have you noticed that they're getting younger and younger, that they're getting more stupider and stupider, and all the good journalists have gone. And the ones that get out, they tell me stories. I know personal stories of journalists and broadcasters and newsreaders that were in the media, and they're absolutely shocked and dismayed at the quality of broadcasting and media reporting that have come out of New Zealand, so-called media, in the last 2 years. We've now got a head of Television New Zealand, Simon Power, who's a graduate of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum. It's not a conspiracy theory. And you know what worries me? Is that the next leader of New Zealand is going to be Chris Luxon. And he says the World Economic Forum, who are they?
Yes, it's
he's just a liar.
It's either ignorance or it's deliberate.
Deliberate. Just to be deliberate.
Yeah,
He's not fit to govern if it's ignorance. He's not fit to govern.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The thing is, with all these governments, it's like the recent change in leader. Some people they put out a poll within the first week and a disaster comes along. Mm. Well, how many disasters did it take for Jacinda Ardern to look so nice? She had the Christchurch incident. And I call it an incident. I won't elaborate on that. Most people know about that. Then she had the White Island disaster, which was a real disaster. And these just happened to come along at the right time. It was said that naturally you get good publicity and you look really good when a disaster comes. It's just the timing of it. But the true policies, and it's an old saying, by your fruits you shall know them. And I'm just hoping that the people of New Zealand, especially, continue to resist this, I call it tyranny. There's an old saying, if the government is afraid of the people, you have democracy. If the people are forced into fear of the government, you have tyranny.
That's right.
There's nothing changed under the sun.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The politicians should be fearful of us. That's a proper democracy.
They represent us. And as for the media, I call them the lamestream media now, because people are waking up to things in the sense that the alternate media is having an impact, because it shows on the mainstream media that they're having to counteract everything.
Yeah.
And
shut apart down. From,
yeah. So, all the more to Ian Wishart, we need to get those links out there. And if necessary.
John, I was a bit worried about Ian Wishart at the start because he seemed to be pretty pro-vaccine, but I think he's woken up.
A lot of people have.
And he realises that, hey, you know, we're actually at war. The government has declared war upon us.
Well, you can look at some of these people who have first-hand experiencing. Dr. Robert Malone, he was double-vaxxed.
I'm surprised that he went and did that.
Well, because initially he agreed that it was good technology and everything. Then he realised that
was against it. Is that right? So he was for it to start with.
Oh, absolutely. He had two vaccines himself.
I didn't know that. Very interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
I doubt because, you know, people, you need to realise that John G is a thorough investigator. And John sends me information all the time on a daily basis. And, you know, good work, John. You do good work. I mean, you're not out there voicing your opinions. You just shoot them to people like me and others, and good on you, because, you know, obviously you'll be shut down if people knew who you were, really. Your real name is not John, is it?
Well, we mustn't live in fear, because if we do live in fear, we're giving in to them. And they still, I mean, people say, or New Zealanders would be rounded up. We're a pretty small country, and there's enough of us that would realise, no way are you going to do that to us.
Absolutely right. Yes.
And people realise that we have to have food. No fuel, no food is what I saw the other day. It's a fact of reality, and there will be protest after protest. And even when the – I'm not anti-vax. I'm against the concept of using such a – well, I should rephrase it. It's weaponized, and it's used for sinister means, whether it be
– I have to disagree with you. Do you mind if I beg to differ?
Well, I'm just trying to clarify for people that initially, well, as a baby, I had all the vaccines you can imagine, but I know in your case, Grant, that one of your children had a terrible reaction to it.
No, none of my children did. It's just that my eldest seemed to be had learning difficulties, and I do put it down to the vaccines.
Yes.
I had learning difficulties, and I think I put it down to the vaccines that I had as a child. Nothing to do with COVID.
They're severely out of control, but what I'm really trying to get at is I would not have any vaccine today. But my thoughts have changed. For example, in 1973, I think it was, they came out with the polio vaccine. They had, I think it was 20 adverse reactions and a few deaths. They shut that whole program down, and we've had many, many more. So it would be great if we could genuinely trust the concept of vaccination, but we really can't. And I say for myself, I've had COVID-19. If it was not Tapa Nui flu, it might have been Tapa Nui flu for all I know.
You had a positive test. That's all you can really say.
But all I can say is this. I now have immunity as in natural, I say, God-given immunity. So, but anyway.
Anyway.
I do not trust. Well, put it this way: we were told that we were to trust the government as the sole source of truth.
And don't talk to your neighbours.
It's a very dangerous premise.
Talk to your neighbours, John.
That's right. Oh, be
you,
kind.
You be talking to your neighbours.
Oh, I'm guilty, my friend.
Well, you naughty! You should not talk to your neighbours. Because that will only lead to misinformation.
I see. I can understand why we were told this. But be kind, Grant.
What will happen is the truth will come out. We cannot afford the truth to come out. Because people like Jacinda Ardern and McAnulty, what's his name?
Yes, McAnulty.
McAnulty and Hipkiss. Well, Hipkiss, old Chippy. I mean, he's a, what the heck? Who would... Where would he put his hand up? Where would he put his hand up? Oh,
it dumbfounds me. But he has his own private problems.
He's the leader in that party now.
I think he was the chief whip, and he probably still is. But
yeah, and Gay, his name, old fatty Gay boy, Grant.
Oh,
Grant.
No, he's still the.
Yeah, but the thing is. He doesn't want to have a bar of it because he knows they're going down big time.
Well, and he's not contesting the next election.
Because he knows. He knows that he got no chance. And the whole party is just a clown party. It's a circus.
It is. We got off topic a bit. I got into vaccination.
I love our talks, John. We talk. People don't realise that you and I talk like this all the time. We have these chats. It's not often we broadcast them, but I'm glad we do. And I think we should. I think every single one of our conversations should be broadcast because you come out with some absolute pearlers.
Well, that's good. I do a lot of thought, and I just don't like manipulation. If it's obvious, there's an old saying, and I don't want to be crass, but if it looks like poo, it smells like poo. It is.
Hey, you know something? You know what I like about you? You tolerate.
No, I don't. I try to say it this is in the, no, in
you,
the best
what
spot.
I like about you is you tolerate me, because I'm intolerable. A lot of people can't stand me. They think I'm actually a horrendous person. I come out with some crazy, crazy things.
Grant, you can't be a lemon to those that like oranges. You know, you can't change yourself. There's going to be, wherever you go, there's going to be people who don't like you just for being, just because. And they usually got their own problems.
Well, you know, John, I love you. I think you're great. I think you're one of the great New Zealanders. And I'm proud of you that you come out, that you speak your mind. And I really thank you, because I've got a few people that, that give me information like you and a few other people. One of the other people that I value their information as much as I value yours is a former Radio New Zealand news editor whom I cannot name. But he is really looking forward to, he's got 1 year to go on his contract, and when he's finished, he wants to join us on our podcast to spread the truth. He says that if Jacinda Ardern was re-elected, he would leave the country. He would be leaving. He'd be gone.
Yes, so I know quite a few people have said the same thing, Grant, especially business people. This government, I noticed recently I sent out a statement about the new cabinet reshuffle. Don't forget something. You can change the head, but you've still got the same body, the same agendas. Not one mention of giving small businesses, the heart of New Zealand, and farmers and food producers, any sort of a break. They talk about tackling the supermarkets. But they don't support the core backbone of New Zealand, which is our agriculture, which is our food production.
But you know, John, what worries me is that the main stakeholders of the corporations that own our supermarkets are globalists. They're in with the World Economic Forum. They were the ones that chose not to accept a certain type of eggs that were produced in barns, but in these cages that weren't quite good enough. First of all, we all 10 years ago we were given this ultimatum that battery hens in cages was a bad idea. I actually don't think it is. I think it's actually pretty cool. Just imagine if you were a hen sitting in a battery situation. You've got all your mates around you, all chit-chatting. Oh, let's have some eggs. And then we just lay eggs, and there's no crap anywhere. It all just get laid onto a lovely little thing, and it rolls out, and beautiful eggs. And we're there, and we just produce eggs, which is what we love doing. We're chickens, after all. We're hens. We're just hen producers. And then now they want us to live in these barns, this is free range nonsense. We're out there and we've got to worry about, well, actually the barn ones would have been quite good, but the supermarkets have said no to barns, but they want our hens to be, free range, which means they've got to contend with hawks and all sorts of other predators out there I had 11 chicks, brand new chicks born, that were decimated by rats because of the situation they're in. If they were in a battery situation in cages, the rats couldn't have got near them.
Correct. Yeah, it's like
it's a stupidity what we're doing. Like, and you know what? The supermarkets made people farmers have had to put down all these hens. That's why there's a shortage of eggs, because farmers have been culling hens, because even though they've got them and they're producing eggs, the supermarkets won't accept them. And the supermarkets are ruled by the globalists. Now, the globalists are giving the major supermarkets financial incentives to do this. And so it's not just the government. It comes from those corporations as well. So we've got three enemies. We've got the local government, we've got the central government, and we've got corporations that are against the people. We need to stop dealing with supermarkets and start dealing with local producers, with farmers markets and those sorts of people, those artisan people. We need to just say, no, we're not going to deal with you anymore. We've got to wake
up. That's exactly right, Grant. And sometimes the quality is far better. at it's markets.
Far better. It's always better.
I know someone who deliberately goes out of their way to go to markets, and he gives away his vegetables.
Really?
He gives them away. He buys up large to support them, and he gives them away. And that's the sort of man we want in our community.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, John, it's been great talking to you, and I know that you've got another meeting that's just about to happen.
I can continue as long as
I think we've had enough of you. I think it's time we cut you off. Cut you off because you're giving too much truth, and we can only handle a little bit of truth at a time.
You can't handle the truth, eh?
You can't handle the truth. Now, who was that? Who was that actor who turned out to be a rat bag anyway? He's a Biden supporting, Trump hating.
Oh, the man who said that. Most of the Hollywood actors are.
You know what? I would never go to a Hollywood film after Trump. Trump was the wonderful thing about Trump is that he identified and exposed all the rotten people in Hollywood, all the rat bags in Hollywood, and that's what I love about Trump.
Yeah. And I think they made sure that he didn't get back in again. It's so easy to suddenly come up with special votes and things like that. I leave it with you that if the, you know, people say conspiracy theories, you've got to look at the statistics, and people skype about the number of votes that Biden got, 80 million votes. And I say, interesting. Is Biden charismatic? As in a lot of charisma? And people say, well, I have to say no. But if you look at Obama, was he charismatic? Did he get in on his charisma? Well, he had quite a bit of charisma and appeal, especially the first black president of America. Now, he gets 60 million votes in his first term, and Trump gets 59 million in his first term. Well, it's funny that, isn't it? 80 million votes in Biden's first term. You have to look at it and say, is there something wrong with this statistic? Really and truly.
The electoral, that's right. Absolutely. Electoral fraud. 101.
Electoral fraud. And I mean, because it's so tricky, and their system is different from ours in the sense that we have to produce ID, to vote. I don't know if it's as easy to commit fraud here, but certainly easy in the United States. And
they encourage it in the United States. Well, yes, they did under previous governments before Donald Trump.
That's correct. Yeah. So the system is corrupted. He tried to fix it. He wasn't one of the boys, so to speak.
And, which is why we to vote for him. Well, if we were American, that's why we need Trump.
We all have our characters. He was brash and so be it. That's his nature. But he achieved things. Everything he did that he would do, he absolutely earnestly sought to do. And that's why I admire him, because he stood up and said what he was going to do. George Bush Sr., he got elected one term. And he went into saying for his second term, read my lips, there will be no more taxes. What did he do? Exactly. And he turned around and he taxed. And he was only a one-term president because of it.
Proud of New Zealand. I'm really proud of New Zealand that we've actually risen up against this bitch called Ardern. And I'm glad she's out. And, you know, I think she needs to be congratulated, because it's very rare that someone who's actually really should be committed to a mental asylum has managed to rise to the level of prime minister. That we've actually allowed, I mean, it's an indictment on us that we've actually voted in a mental patient and a mentally unwell person. But it's a credit to her that she got this far.
I think it comes down to personality, as she fits the bill, as do quite a few world leaders, of a narcissist. And I have a degree in psychology, so I know what I'm talking about.
You do?
She fits the bill for a narcissist. too much to go through here, but I could certainly bring a list and go through it as recognized by the American Psychological Association. And she fits the bill, and a lot of world leaders do. So to step down, whether it was forcibly, but to recognize that is a credit, because a narcissist would normally fight. However, facing defeat, they probably would step down, and she was facing personal defeat. I mean, she wasn't popular amongst the majority of New Zealanders, and
I'm proud of New Zealanders for identifying that.
Yes,
and obviously they have identified it, and they know what's going on because they're following Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They know the mood of the people, and they realise we've got no chance of winning this next election, no chance at all. And Jacinda, you've got to go.
That's what they would seem. There was a term that the commentators were flying around. If Labor wants to win the next election, ditch Ardern. So whether that's
makes sense.
Yeah, ditch Ardern. But as I said, you change the head, you still got the same agenda, same body. Let me tell the listeners. Hipkins' voting record is identical to Ardern's. Do you think he's a different person?
It's identical to Adolf Hitler.
Well, if you compare Adolf Hitler, I've got a professional who analysed Klaus Schwab's endeavours, and they match him to a T. So we just have to make sure that we don't allow. There's an old saying: never again, because history does repeat. They did a survey of teenagers in the United States recently. And I don't know, like 80% hadn't heard of Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
So that means that teaching can infiltrate again.
Yep. And it has. It is, because all of Ardern's teachings were National Socialist, Hitler, Nazi Party.
That's really right.
And everything they did, they took away the guns, they took away freedom of speech. Tried to make out that free speech was hate speech. So it's just shocking. It's just amazing how we keep repeating the same old stuff. We've learned nothing from history.
There's an old saying from the wisest person in history, although he had hang up in the end, was Solomon.
Nothing had a thousand wives. And
there were quality time issues with Mr. Solomon, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And, if he had obeyed the commandments, I think things would have gone much better for him. But we're not talking about him at the moment.
I know, but he shouldn't have got hooked up with all these foreign women. That was his problem.
That was the commandment I'm talking about. But I'm not focusing on him at the moment. I just want to use that as an illustration.
All right, then.
That happens when you get off the track. Wisdom. And he's the man who coined in the book of Ecclesiastes, and you'll see there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going through. We've had dictators before. Mm-hmm. Dictators come and go. Unfortunately, we never seem to learn from these experiences.
Mm.
So it's up to us and any of the listeners who are reasonable and a reasoned people to see that these things that are happening at the moment, we're not to be just puppets in under the control of a puppet master. Blind sheep, blind leading the blind. It's just we need to maintain our dignity and not allow dictators to rule over us. That was never intended for mankind. Anyway, it's wonderful chatting to you, Grant, today, and we will put this up again.
That's very good, John. So that's 30 minutes, and that's going to be the great half hour from John G. Thank you very much, John. Great to hear from you, and look forward to hearing from you again in the near future.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.